Just as we always do on a Saturday, we hang out in the Literature Corner. And this week we're talking about a book that's meant to help kids, particularly boys, express their feelings. A book called Making Friends with Feelings. It's written by Suella Langeni, who's also the owner of Book Circle Capital Bookshop. It's illustrated by Subi Bosa. And both Suella and Subi join us this morning. Suella, Subi, a very good morning to you both. Thank you so much for joining us. Suella, I want to start with you. Why did you want to write Making Friends with Feelings?
Morning, Gooks. The book was inspired by being a parent to boys. My sons are 12 and 10. And just watching them grow, and as the older they get, the more they start struggling to express themselves in how they're feeling. And yeah, that's when I just thought, wouldn't it be possible to just have this book where I can encourage them to continue being expressive about how they feel, so that, you know, as the older they get, they become, you know, men that can clearly express how they feel, and to just, you know, eliminate a lot of ambiguity and just clammed up feelings as they grow older. Yeah.
And so how do you impart this lesson that, you know, all of your feelings are valid, that if you have sadness, you have anxiety, you can feel all of your feelings? How do you tell that story? Who is the main character in the story?
The main character is Lubaba Alos Kosana. He's a 7-year-old boy who has a bad day at school and has an imaginary friend called Lesedi. And Lesedi is normally like the inner voice that could easily pick up when things are not well. And yeah, Luba works through that out with Lesedi. He's got two older brothers. And on that particular day, the brothers are not there when he comes back from school. So he has this heart-to-heart with Lesedi around, is it okay for boys to cry because, you know, friends at school seems to have a different opinion, and they laughed at him. So that's how the story is told.
And of course, the book is then illustrated by illustrator Subi Bosa, who also joins us on the line this morning. Subi, a very good morning to you too. How did you get involved in this project? Why did you say yes?
Thank you, Googs. It's great to be having this conversation with you. This book is really fantastic. It was a great project because when I was approached, I thought this is the type of book that would be great to be able to show a young boy, I think, of any upbringing. Because I think we all know that most boys are raised to just be strong and to just try and be tough. But that sort of stunts them from being able to understand how to express what's going on. So that's why I said yes to this book.
And so for you, when illustrating it, you know, what was the thing you wanted to show? What was your kind of big idea, your thinking, and how you wanted the story of Lubabalo to, you know, be illustrated in the book?
I was really interested in how we portray the imaginary friend.
Mm-hmm.
So Lesedi was, of course, a beautiful name. And I was thinking, okay, how do we do this? And obviously with all sorts of children's media, imaginary friends could be all sorts of weird shapes and characters. But then I thought, if we just keep it literal, and obviously Lesedi means light, right? So then I thought, it's a beautiful connection to a light bulb being a symbol for ideas. And in that sense, the layers of the way Lesedi presents themselves as an idea is, in a subtle way, we're trying to say that the imaginary friend is your thoughts, and it's like your conscience that... Mm. So, like, basically, Lesedi is an extension of you. It's sort of like a light within you as a kid.
Mm.
And it's not really like a separate thing that disappears. It's always like, it's always there for you. So it was really fun to, like, come up with a light bulb that looks really cute and fun.
Yeah.
And hopefully the idea can, like, you know, resonate with readers.
Yeah. We've received a WhatsApp voice note on 0727021702.
To the words they use and then reflect.
Morning. I had a question around my nephew. He tends to be very emotional about things and he cries a lot. He's about 10 years old, and I always encourage it. I never say, hey, don't cry, you're a man, or things like that. But I just wanted to know if that is something that is okay. How can I do to sort of not toughen him up, but to sort of build him so that he doesn't cry at every small thing that happens to him?
Siwela, I wonder if the book could be a tool for this aunt who's concerned about their nephew. Is it suitable for someone who, you know, what age group is it good for? Could it work for a 10-year-old? When you were writing the book, who did you have in mind as the target audience?
So it's a picture book. It's targeted at a slightly younger child, but I've received feedback where people are saying even children at the age of 10, my eldest is 12, it sounds like also growing up, he sounds like your caller's nephew. Look, I'm not an expert psychologically about understanding children, but I just wanted to say, let's give children the space to do that. Even that saying toughen up, maybe let's question where does that come from. I think maybe let's try and understand. I have conversations with my child around, why is it making you cry? Is it something that we could be crying about, or maybe something that we're just acknowledging? And then just, you know, I think our muscles in tolerating things are different. And all of it just exercises over time. And we won't arrive there at the same time. But I think it's just allowing that space. And I've received feedback that even kids older, just having that conversation, as Subi says, it's natural for us to just say toughen up. Even from as young as 4, we're telling that to boys. So it doesn't matter at what age a child hears it, they always appreciate it. And then they grow to just manage their feelings in different ways. And sometimes something do be worth crying about. Something is just a conversation. Sometimes it's actually just, oh, I'm actually processing this better, and there were no need for tears.
Yeah. We received a WhatsApp message here that says, thank you for talking about the book. I've been looking for a book for my teen boy. I know you said it's for a younger audience because it is because, you know, it's a picture book.
Yes, it's a picture book.
The message is also asking where the book can be ordered, because I think parents are desperate for these resources, these tools, even if it is stories, especially if it's beautifully illustrated, to help them, you know, help their kids make sense of their feelings. So where is the book available?
So at Book Circle Capital, we've got copies. We're based in Melville, 27 boxes. Or you can order it at bookcapital.co.za. And if they're not based in Johannesburg, the book is available in good bookstores nationwide. Actually, this morning, Subi and I are reading it at Book Lounge in Cape Town.
Yeah.
At 11 o'clock.
I see that the book is also available in all official languages. So it's not just in English.
Yes, it's translated in all 11. So New Africa Books, our publisher, has made it available in 11 South African languages.
Yeah. And for you, Subi, you know, taking the story and bringing it to life with the images, and now when you know, some of the feedback she was saying she was getting from parents, including the parents of older children, you know, what has that been like for you, where you've seen, you know, the impact, you've heard the impact of the work that you've done through this book?
It feels great. It feels great to be able to help, just to help create work that can resonate with people. That's really, I'm just happy that the work makes sense to people and it gets them to have conversations, and hopefully the book and the images can be memorable enough so that people can keep having conversations about the subject of the work. Yeah.
And, you know, just listening to the both of you speak, it also sounds like the kind of book, even though, again, it is aimed at children, it's the kind of thing parents can benefit from as well. Because I think many of us, even as adults, internalize, continue to hold ideas of, you know, you don't cry, you never let them see you sweat, all kinds of ideas of, you know, not showing your emotions. And maybe, you know, maybe you buy this book for your kids, but it also feels like the kind of thing a parent could benefit from themselves.
I think so,
definitely agree. Yeah.
Well, Siwela and Subi, thank you so much for joining us this morning, and we appreciate your time and all the best with your conversation at the Book Lounge in Cape Town.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Joined on the line by author and owner of the Book Circle Capital Bookshop, Siwela Langeni, as well as illustrator Subi Bosa. They've written a book called Making Friends with Feelings. It's available in all 11 official languages, aimed to help children, specifically boys, be able to talk about their feelings.